Petersfield's Shine Radio.
This is Jo Gray for Petersfield's Shine Radio. I'm here in the wonderful Physic Garden just off the High Street, and I'm here with the lovely Beth, who you will have heard from many a time because we speak to Beth a lot. Tell us what hat you've got on today.
Hello. I have my Petersfield Society trustee hat on today, and we're talking about the clean-up for Easter.
Starting this weekend, isn't it?
That's right. So we're having a launch event at the Physic Garden on Saturday between 10 and 12, and people can drop in. And there's three strands going on for Easter this time. For young families, we'll have an Easter egg trail in the gardens, and we're very grateful to the trustees of the Physic Garden for letting us do that. And the children will be able to collect a map of Petersfield. They'll be able to say where they would like to litter pick with their family. And they can borrow their litter picking equipment for the Easter holidays. People of any age can come and do that. They don't have to do the Easter egg trail.
Well, that sounds fun.
It'll be lovely, won't it? And then also we have some weeding work parties planned. And that is in conjunction with Norse. So we are working with the contractor responsible for certain areas in terms of weeding, but we're going to give them an extra hand. And there'll be companies involved. So we've actually got two companies already, and hopefully more will come on board.
Oh, so it could almost be like a team building day.
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, the two companies that are already signed up are using it for exactly that, team building and their corporate social responsibility. So they are Gallagher Communications in Liphook, and this will be at least their third or maybe fourth work party in Petersfield for us, which I just think is amazing. You know, on behalf of the community, I'd really like to thank Gallagher for all they've done. They've done lots of litter picking, lots of weeding, and Petersfield Society are very happy to provide the structure and the support, the tools, the risk assessment, all of that. And also for the first time, Morgan Innovation and Technology, who are based at Bedford Road, are going to do a work party, and like you say, team building, contributing to the community.
If somebody would like to take part and obviously get involved, borrow some of the equipment, what should they do?
From the litter perspective, so litter picking, they can either come along to the Physic Garden on Saturday between 10 and 12. If they can't make it to that, just drop me an email at litter@petersfieldsociety.org.uk and we can arrange to meet up and hand over the kit. As regards the weeding, I think again, either come along, talk to us, book yourself in there or contact by email. And then there's also another opportunity. The third strand is that we're trialling the idea of a daily rota to have volunteers litter pick along the spine of Petersfield. So that's the heavy footfall area from the station down to the war memorial for 1 year before the service level agreement with the contractor is renegotiated, because we were surprised and disappointed to see that actually it's not allowed for that. There's a clean up every day by the contractor. It's only a couple of times a week. If anyone wants to join a rota to do that, obviously the more the merrier, and it will mean less work if more people come forward.
We're always in and out of town, so you could combine it to one of your days out in Petersfield, couldn't you?
Exactly, you could do, yeah, and you get a nice volunteer lanyard or vest or something, becoming a bit of a custodian of Petersfield.
It's really great idea, but it's such a shame that it's needed, isn't it?
It is. A litter is just such a completely wasteful problem. If people put their litter in bins, if the bins were emptied regularly enough that they didn't overflow or get torn into by animals overnight, then there actually would be so little litter.
And it doesn't take a lot of effort just to take your rubbish home if there's no bin.
Exactly. And recycle it. So I think we sort of need to have a look at kind of all age groups, all levels of society. It's not only the individual, or it's not only a particular institution, but actually all the way through society, looking what is the waste that we're creating, how are we dealing with it, and what can we do. You know, after all, we're all on this planet for a limited time, aren't we? We leave a footprint. It's going to be in the fossil record what we leave behind us. So we should be capable together.
At the moment, I think it's going to be a certain food chain littered everywhere. On a certain roundabout, anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just, please, everyone, just, you know, it's very easy. Like you say, Jo, you know, just put the litter in the bin and it would all be solved.
And I do remember, I'm old enough to remember in the 70s, it was the litter campaign. There was a competition to do a sign, I think probably Blue Peter. It's getting the young people involved and the children, which again leads us back here to the Physic Garden. Perfect way to get them engaged at an early age.
Absolutely, yeah. Several of my friends with young children have said, oh yeah, you know, if there's a map, if there's litter picking and if there's chocolate involved, they will be all over it. And I think a lot of young people are very environmentally aware. You know, they love to have things to do like that, that are active and out and about in the fresh air. And yeah, I really hope lots of people of all ages will come along and take part in the Easter egg trail and take part in the cleanup.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.